High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. High school basketball in the air tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We've got a girls' ball game here tonight as the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia, the state's third-ranked team in Class C2, gets ready to take on the Crusaders out of Grand Island Central Catholic. I'm Mike Weller. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in. They have a record of 14 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Hawkettes just got done wrapping up the Centennial Conference basketball tournament last week. St. Cecilia knocking off Lincoln Christian in the championship ball game on Saturday, 38-32. They also beat Columbus Scotus in that tournament, 45-34. And they opened things up last Tuesday night with a 41-34 win over Bishop Newman. Preceding that, St. Cecilia had won their two previous ball games over Lexington, 58-33, and over Aquinas Catholic, 54-41. So the Hawkettes come in with a season-high 5-game winning streak here in the basketball game here tonight. As they have a record of 14 wins and 4 losses on the season, the Hawkettes have lost at Fillmore Central. They've lost to Grand Island Northwest. They've lost to Minden. And they've lost to Kearney Catholic so far this year. Meanwhile, the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, they come in with a mark of 6 wins and 12 losses on the season. They're coming up after a loss to Council Bluffs St. Albert during the Centennial Conference basketball tournament last week. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for girls' high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia and the Crusaders out of Grand Island Central Catholic. I'll correct something I said earlier. This is not the longest winning streak that Hastings St. Cecilia has had this year. They started the season with an 8-game winning streak before they lost their first ball game of the season to Fillmore Central. The Hawkettes now in a 5-game winning streak as we get set to play here tonight against Grand Island Central Catholic, a team that comes in with a record of 6 wins and 12 losses. They went 0-2 during the Centennial Conference basketball tournament last week, losing to Bishop Newman 52-42 and losing to Council Bluffs St. Albert by the score of 47-36. We'll get you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Hastings 5 Point Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. St. Cecilia will go with Josie Jackson in the starting lineup, a 5'4" senior. Jackson is averaging 3.8 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. Claire Hamburger, 5'9" and a sophomore, averaging 7.3 rebounds per game. Alyssa Schropp, 5'5" and a senior, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Morgan Nicola, 6-foot junior. Nicola averaging 7.8 points, 5 rebounds per game. Olivia Thomas, 6'1" and a senior, averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds per game. Central Catholic goes with Kerrigan Oshbach, a 5'4" junior. Also in the starting lineup will be Kelsey Flaherty, a 5'6" junior. She's averaging 6 points per ball game. Kelsey Scheel is a 5'9" senior, She's averaging 14.5 points per ball game for the Crusaders. Also going to see Megan Krychak, a 5'8" junior, averaging about 4 points per ball game, and Emma Benton, a 5'10" sophomore, averaging 4 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Central Catholic controls the opening tip, and immediately they have problems with it. Out top, we're going to have a jump ball called, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will get it on the Central Catholic turnover to start the basketball game. St. Cecilia, a team that is averaging 46 points per ball game on offense, are giving up 34.2 on the defensive end. Central Catholic averaging 36 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 44.6 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia will work against the zone defense to start things off here in the opening possession of the ball game. They lose the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it to a Morgan Nicola on the low block left side. She lost it out of her hands, out of bounds. So first turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. The Hawkettes average 13 turnovers per contest. And now they get a steal here in backcourt. Nicola's got the ball underneath the hole. Shot is up and in. Nicola scores there on a pass from Alyssa Schropp. Here's the ball. It's going to be thrown out of bounds here on the near sideline, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. So Central Catholic all of a sudden having problems to get the against the St. Cecilia backcourt pressure. They turn the ball over. Nicola gets the field goal, and now Central Catholic turns it away for the second time. So here come the Hawkins. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be off the fingertips of Thomas. It goes out of bounds on the far side. Last touched over there by Flaherty of Central Catholic. So it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket to get it to Hamburger, who comes out here in the three-point territory to Jackson. Moves it right to left across the top of the key. Sends it down to Schropp in the corner. Back out to Jackson. Here in three-point territory. Still a zone defense here for GICC. There's Schropp with the ball. Goes over to Jackson. Down in the corner now. That's Hamburger. Skip pass comes over in the wing. The left side is Schropp. Moves it down on the baseline. On the low block left side. Back out to Jackson. Now to Schropp. Throws up a three-pointer. Hits around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Thomas. Ball is not good. Olivia Thomas gets the offensive board and the putback. And Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 4-0 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic early in the basketball game. Bringing the ball up now is going to be Emma Benton for Central Catholic. Brings it into the offensive zone down the far sideline. Gets it out here to Ansbach as she dribbles down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass inside, grabbing the ball. Missing the shot, though, is going to be Shield. And the rebound's going to come down to Jackson for St. Cecilia. Shield was open. She couldn't get the shot to go. There's Jackson, entry pass, get it inside to Thomas. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Offensive rebound, Hamburger, follow shot up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound, Thomas, follow shot, good. Olivia Thomas has got a big height advantage inside there for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. She's a 6'1" senior. Nobody even close to that on the Central Catholic roster. 6-0 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top. We played about a minute and 10 seconds here this first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Shield goes to the far sideline. There's a long-range jumper, a three-pointer put up there and in. Dusty Flaherty scoring there for Central Catholic. She averages 6 points per ball game. She gets half of it right there on that first shot. 6-3 the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Josie Jackson with the ball. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. Alyssa Schropp, the Morgan Nicola over on the wing. The Jackson shot is up there and in. Josie Jackson nails a three-ball from the right wing. And it's now a 9-3 ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's Central Catholic in their teal blue uniforms and their North Carolina blue uniforms, they call it. Ansbach has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Ansbach will drive it down the right side of the lane, throws it down in the corner. There's a Shield. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it here to Alyssa Schropp. Down in the baseline to Nicola. Entry pass deflected out of bounds. Trying to get into the lane there to Olivia Thomas. And the ball deflected out of bounds by the Crusaders. So it's going to be St. Cecilia bounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Where Hamburger will play things in. They get it to Nicola in the lane. Shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola scoring there. She got 4 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are out to an early 11-3 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic here in girls high school basketball. Central Catholic bringing the ball up. Here's a Kelsey Shield with it now. Dribbles right inside the free throw line. Gives it up on the wing. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Benton. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Alyssa Schropp with a rebound down the near sideline to Jackson. She can be held on the play and a foul called. Kelsey Flaherty picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Crusaders here in the ballgame. Sandra Farmer coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. They'll go with a shorter lineup as they give Olivia Thomas a quick breather here. Also coming to the ball game for Central Catholic is going to be Allie Massat, and she's going to check in there now, a 5'9" junior for the Crusaders. 4:28 to play here in the first quarter. 11-3 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Farmer's got the ball deep in the corner on the left side. They get it to Jackson, now to Nicola on the right side. Dribbling is going to be Morgan Nicola. Shot at rather Alyssa Schropper. Shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Crusaders have it now. That's Kelsey Shield as she brings it across the midcourt stripe. Drives the ball against Schropp all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Schropp had the rebound, lost it. It goes out of bounds. They give the ball to St. Cecilia. Halfway through the opening quarter here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia has got the lead 11-3 over the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic as the Hawkettes look for their sixth straight win here tonight. Sandra Farmer has got the ball on the wing out to Nicola, traveling violation. Morgan Nicola called for shuffling her feet out here in 3-point territory. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Chanel Farmer. Alyssa Schropp comes out. So Chanel Farmer into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. 3:53 to play here in the opening quarter. 11-3 is the score. There's a Flaherty with the ball. Should bring it up against Farmer. Flaherty into the offensive zone. Farmer going for the steal. Flaherty gets away. Dribbles inside, and a foul is going to be called. Got away. Pulled up on the wing on the left side, and hacking her from behind is going to be Chanel Farmer. Chanel picks up her first personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Central Catholic will be Kelsey Flaherty. She had a three-pointer early in this quarter for only points in the ball game. In fact, the only points on the board for Crusaders so far. Flaherty at the line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Kelsey Flaherty knocks down a free throw. It's now an 11-4 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. The Crusaders, a team that's had problems scoring this year. They're averaging 36 points per ball game. Next shot is up there. It's good. Flaherty hits a pair of free throws, and it's now an 11-5 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead. Now the Crusaders applying pressure back here. Nicola gets the ball away to Sandra Farmer. Dribbles inside to paint. Bounce pass down on the baseline. A shot up there. No good by Hamburger. Gets her own rebound. Throws it out to the free throw line to Nicola. Down to Chanel Farmer. Shot good. Nicola gets the assist. Chanel Farmer gets the field goal. She's got 2 points in the ball game. And the Hawkettes going on top with a score of 13-5. Here's Flaherty with the ball. Back into the offensive zone as she works out on top against the Chanel Farmer. Farmer goes for the steal, and she's got it here. Right at the midcourt stripe, she dribbles the rest of the way. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Massat grabs the rebound for Grand Island Central Catholic, so Farmer got the steal but misses the driving layup. So it's still a 13-5 ball game. Hawkettes have the lead. Down in the corner is going to be a Shield with the ball. Kelsey Shield trying to drive it, can't do it. Gives it up on the wing now to Joanna Rainforth. Her pass is going to be deflected and intercepted again by Farmer. Long pass down to four. They get it to Jackson. Her shot is up and in. Josie Jackson scores. Chanel Farmer gets the steal. She gets the assist, and it's a 15-5 ball game. Hawkettes out to an early 10-point lead here in girls' high school basketball action tonight. Central Catholic with the ball. Sends it over here on the wing on the right side to Rainforth. Down low. It's off of the fingertips of Shield out of bounds. 7 turnovers on Central Catholic here in the first quarter. Thomas comes back in for St. Cecilia. Erica Kitten is going to come into the ball game as well. And also coming in is going to be Alyssa Schropp as she re-enters the ball game. Schropp has got the ball down the near sideline for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia with an early 10-point lead. Sandra Farmer dribbles the ball to the free throw line, stops there, goes to Schropp on a short baseline left side. Her shot is up there, rattles out of there, no good. Rebound comes down to Bossett. Allie Bossett grabbing the ball there for a Central Catholic. Gets into the hands now of Kelsey Shield. Shield trying to dribble the ball against the Farmer. Now gives it up out here in 3-point territory. That's Ansbach with the ball back into the ball game. Her pass is going to be deflected away. Battle for the loose ball, and now we got a traveling violation here. Central Catholic grabbing the ball. Nope, it's going to be a traveling violation here on the Central Catholic's Bossett. So it's going to be a turnover on the Crusaders. And Hastings St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Here's Sandra Farmer gets it to Chanel Farmer now. Free throw line extended left side to Erica Kitten. Back out to Sandra Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Bossett with a rebound as she gets it away now to Ansbach. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the offensive zone. Gets away there from Alyssa Schropp. Now to Bossett right here on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass comes out into 3 points to its way to Flaherty. A minute and 24 seconds to play here in quarter number one. 15-5 is the score. St. Cecilia with the early lead. Down in the corner is Bossett with the ball again. She's picked up there by Olivia Thomas. Now in trouble. Bossett trying to get the ball away. Does. Throws it down the near sideline. Picked up there by Flaherty. Pulls up at the top of the arc. Throws up a shot. It's going to be short. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. End of the basketball game now for St. Cecilia will be Morgan Nikla. And Chanel Farmer will come to the bench. 1:04 to play here in the opening quarter. St. Cecilia with a 15-5 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. Morgan Nikola with the ball goes to Alyssa Strop. Now to Farmer. Bounce pass down in the corner. Nikola's got it. 4-3. Shot in there and down the hole it goes. Morgan Nikola. That was 7 points here in the first quarter. She scored 14 in the championship ball game against Lincoln Christian in that Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Acing St. Cecilia out of the gates early. 18-5 is the score here in the first quarter at the Chapman Gym tonight. There's a bet with the ball, feeds it inside. That's going to be Shield. She is covered up. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands, picked up by Thomas. Thomas has got it for St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor to Nikla. Driving layup, good. Morgan Nikla scores again. She got 9 points here in the first quarter. It is 20-5, St. Cecilia with the lead. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Nikla underneath the hole there. That's Schropp. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ansbach. She is trapped here in the backcourt. The ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on. It is picked up by Ansbach. Now taken away by Farmer. She drives her shot. No good. Rebound Nikla at the buzzer. Shot good. Morgan Nikla gets the field goal to go down at the buzzer. They steal the backcourt pass away again from Central Catholic. The Crusaders with 9 turnovers in the first quarter alone. St. Cecilia puts 22 points on the board. The Hawkettes out of the gates early in girls high school basketball action tonight. The score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia 22, Grand Island Central Catholic 5.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Oh, Hastings St. Cecilia in the opening quarter tonight. Morgan Nikola scores 11 points. St. Cecilia with a 22-5 lead. There's a shot off of the bat by Emma Benton off of the short baseline right side. But Central Catholic now within 22-7 here. As we start the second quarter of play, driving down the left side of the lane is Stropper off. Balance shot no good. Rebound Thomas. Balance shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. That's a Megan Krychak who's into the ball game now. Long pass down the floor to Bentner. Shot is up there, no good. She's ducked in a play, and a foul is called. So Grand Island Central Catholic draws the personal foul down here. It's going to go on Olivia Thomas. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation, though. It occurred on the rebound, so Central Catholic will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Shield for 3. Shot good. Kelsey Scheel throws up a three-pointer. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's her leading scorer, averaging 14.5 points per ball game. And now the Crusaders back to within 12. It is 22-10. St. Cecilia with the ball. Alyssa Strop out here in three-point territory. Comes over on the wing to Claire Hamburger. Holds it here. Out on top, now to Josie Jackson. The Strop on the wing on the right side. Moves it into Morgan Nikola on the little block right side. She's tied up on the play. Nikola had the ball, and she is tied up there by Kelsey Scheel. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Hawkettes, so St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hamburger gets it into Thomas in the lane. Shot good. Off the inbound. Morgan, or rather Olivia Thomas scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, 24-10. The Hawkettes have the lead here in this second quarter of play. Here's Kelsey Shield with the ball, or rather Alyssa Kometcher, who's into the ball game now. Alyssa Kometcher hands the ball away to Ansbach. Now inside to Scheel. Her shot is up there and in. Kelsey Scheel down the lane scoring there. She's got 5 points in the ball game. And the Crusaders back to within 12 points. It is 24-12. HSA back with the ball in their offensive zone. Blair Hamburger on the wing, down to Nikola. Skip pass comes out to Jackson. Now left side. Over there to Schropp. Dribbles in the paint. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Grinechak with the rebound. Gets it into the hands now of Ansbach. She'll bring things up against Jackson on the move. Down the lane. Bounce pass deflected. Ansbach picks it back up. And now a personal foul is going to be called. Foul here will go on Hastings St. Cecilia. 6:08 to play in the first half. 24-12 is the score. Hawkins are out on top. Personal foul is going to go on Schropp. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. A non-shooting situation. So Central Catholic will play things in. Out on top is going to be Krychek. Sends it back down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper up there by Shield. That's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here in the three-point territory. Benton grabs it. Then she's called for the steps. Benton chases the rebound down. Then she's called for the traveling violation. So St. Cecilia will get the ball back with a 12-point lead. 24-12. The Hawkettes jumped out to a 20-5 first quarter lead here in this basketball game tonight. St. Cecilia's got it back in their offensive zone. That's Jackson with the ball. Over to Schropp. Free throw line extended right side. Down to Nikola at the elbow. Comes over here to Hamburger. Dribble penetration. Back out to Nikola. Shot good. Morgan Nikola, she's on fire tonight. 13 points in the ball game. She had 14 in the contest against Lincoln Christian on Saturday in the championship game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. She averages 7.8. Already got 13 here in the first half. Exactly half of the points that the Hawkettes have put up. 26-12 is the score. There's a shot by Shields. It's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Olivia Thomas. Thomas down to Schropp. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Hamburger. Shot no good. Tip try is up and in by Nikola. Nikola now with 15 in the ball game. It is 28-12. St. Cecilia with the lead in girls high school basketball action tonight. Here comes Krychek with the ball now for Central Catholic. Into the offensive zone. Picked up by Thomas. Pass to the top of the key. Komatcher. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Thomas to St. Cecilia. Thomas goes to Jackson, down the right sideline, gets the ball ahead. That's Hamburger, shot is up there and in. Jackson gets the assist, Claire Hamburger gets the field goal. That's the first field goal of the ball game by Claire Hamburger. Now it's a 30-12 ball game in favor of the Hawkettes, and now the Crusaders throw the basketball away. Turnover number 10 on Central Catholic here in the ball game. Sandra Farmer coming in. We're going to see Carly Wright coming into the ball game. In fact, a host of subs coming in there. St. Cecilia in the first quarter, 10 out of 19 from the field, 53%. Central Catholic got only five shots away, 1 out of 5 for 20%. St. Cecilia was 2 out of 3 on three-pointers. Central Catholic was 1 out of 1. St. Cecilia had 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 for Grand Island Central Catholic. 30-12 is the score. Here's Farmer driving the ball into the hole. It's good, but it's going to be wiped off of the board here with a traveling violation. Third turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 30-12, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top after winning the Centennial Conference basketball tournament a week ago. Central Catholic trying to play the ball in. Finally, they do. There's a Flaherty with the ball. She works in backcourt now against Chanel Farmer, who's back into the ball game. John Kyle was worried about a little bit of a letdown coming into the ball game here this afternoon or this evening, and it hasn't happened so far. 30-12 is the score. There's a shot on the low block right side by Benton. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. She loses the ball, but it's picked up here by Chandra Farmer in backcourt. Hawkins with an early 18-point lead. Chandra Farmer dribbles the ball back up the floor for St. Cecilia. Bounce pass goes to Carly Wright on the wing. Back inside. His shot is up and in. Erica Kitten scoring there. She's got 2 points in the ball game. That's her first field goal. And the Hawkins now lead by 20 points in this ball game, 32-12. There's a Kelsey Shield as she brings it up in a palming violation on Shield as she was bringing it up against the Chandra Farmer. 11 turnovers on Central Catholic. Into the ball game now, Emily Herbeck for Grand Island Central Catholic, and now Andy Ansbach wants to call a timeout here for the Crusaders. Nothing going right for GICC early in this basketball game. They've fallen behind by 20 midway through the second quarter. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. It's the Hawkettes 32 and the Crusaders 12.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more. Visit their brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 32-12. Hastings St. Cecilia girls high school basketball has got the lead here tonight, as Chanel Farmer will play things in to sister Sandra Farmer. She'll bring it into the offensive zone now. Erica Kitten has got the ball. Moves it over here on the wing to Carly Wright. Back outside to Sandra Farmer, dribbling it to the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound pulled down there by Prevett, and a foul is going to be called. So Josie Prevett is out of the ball game for St. Cecilia. If you're dressed in white and blue tonight, chances are you're going to be in the ball game. Prevett's going to go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to go on Alyssa Kometcher. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Crusaders here in the first half. To the free throw line, Josie Prevett. And her shot is up there. It's in. Prevett is hitting 50% of her foul shots so far this year. She was 4 of 8 coming into the basketball game here tonight. It's her first one to go down. Here's the second one. It's in the air. That one is good. So a couple of free throws. And now St. Cecilia has their biggest lead of the ball game at 34-12. With 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in quarter number 2 at the Chapman Gymnasium here tonight. Flaherty has got the ball. Rainbow pass down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper from 3 by Kometcher. No good. Long rebound comes out to Chanel Farmer. Gets the ball ahead to Kitten. Drives, shoots. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. The foul here is going to go on Grand Island Central Catholic. That's going to send Kitten to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called here. They signaled 24, but there's no 24 out there. It's going to go on 23. Alyssa Kometcher, that's going to be her second. Here's Kitten at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Kitten is just a 20% foul shooter in the season. She was 2 out of 10 coming into the ball game here tonight. She misses her first free throw. Score remains at 34-12 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes the next shot by Erica Kitten. She stares down the hoop. Her shot is up there. It's good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the score now is 35-12 in favor of the Hawkettes. Just by the 3-minute mark here in the second quarter here tonight. Ansbach with the ball on the wing. Sends it down low. Grabbing the ball, a shield. Her shot is up there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Has it slapped out of her hands. And now a jump ball is called on the baseline. Arrow is pointing in favor of Central Catholic. So it'll be Crusaders playing it in. Sandra Farmer got her hands in there for the Hawkettes, forcing the jump ball. So the Crusaders will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Looking. Finally, they come out on top down to Flaherty. Her shot from a long three. It's good. A couple of feet from beyond the three-point circle. Kelsey Flaherty knocks down her second three-pointer in the ball game. She's got 8 points, and it's now a 35-15 ball game. The Hawkins out on top by 20. Sandra Farmer with the ball. Farmer here on the left side of the floor. Stops. She's in trouble. Now gets the ball away to Kitten. Kitten out here in three-point territory. Sends it on the wing on the right side to Carly Wright. Central Catholic started off in a zone defense since they've gone to a man-to-man here. Top of the key is a Prevett. Sends it over here to Sandra Farmer. Now inside it's going to be a Wright. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be brought down by Sandra Farmer underneath the basket. Tries to dump it away, and now we got a jump ball called. Trying to get it to Carly Wright in traffic there, and she's tied up in the play as she loses control of the ball. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will keep it. Morgan Nicola coming back in. Thomas back in. And Alyssa Schropp is back in. So the front liners back in there now for St. Cecilia, as well as Josie Prevett and also Sandra Farmer. That's the lineup for John Kyle as his team is enjoying a 20-point lead early. Sandra Farmer from the elbow, and she's going to be hit on the play. She goes up for the shot. Kelsey Flaherty going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Sandra Farmer to the free throw line for Hastings St. Cecilia. Farmer is a 51% foul shooter in the season. She's averaging 9.9 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Sandra Farmer, just a freshman here for St. Cecilia, 5'2". Going to be a good ball player here for St. Cecilia. She is their leading scorer right now, coming off the bench at 9.9. Second shot by Farmer is in the air. That one is good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. That's her first point tonight. St. Cecilia now leading by 21 points. It is 36-15 with 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Ansbach dribbles behind her back, gets away from Farmer, comes into the offensive zone, throws it over here on the wing to Joanna Rainforth. She dribbles with the ball back out here. Picked up by Thomas. Now a nice cut to the basket. Shield, they get her the ball, and she scores. Kelsey Shield scoring there. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Joanna Rainforth gets the assist. A 19-point lead for the Hawkettes, 36-17. Minute 36 left here in the second quarter. There's Alyssa Schropp, comes out to Olivia Thomas. Over to Sandra Farmer on the wing on the left side. Two-handed pass back out to the top of the key. That's Morgan Nicola. Nicola down to Jackson on the right side. Olivia Thomas inside the free throw circle. Dumps it down low to Nicola. And a traveling violation is called to Morgan Nicola. That's going to be the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia. Larry Hamburger coming back in for St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer comes to the bench. Also checking in, Emma Benton for Grand Island Central Catholic. 1:21 to play here in the second quarter. 36-17. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted by Hamburger, and she lays it in. Intercepts the pass right in front of the basket, and Hamburger lays it in for the field goal. 38-17. St. Cecilia back out to a 21-point lead. Here's Kelsey Flaherty with the ball for Grand Island Central Catholic. Goes on the wing on the left side. That's Emma Benton with the ball. Benton comes out here to Kometcher. Kometcher dribbles into the top of the key. Now over on the wing to Emma Benton again. Top of the circle to Shield. Picked up there by Alyssa Schropp of St. Cecilia. Shield dribbles once. Now back outside. A three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer put up there and in by Joanna Rainforth. She knocks down the tray. It's now an 18-point lead for St. Cecilia. 38-20. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Olivia Thomas throws the basketball away. Trying to get it over here on the left side of the lane to Josie Jackson. Josie was cutting for the hole there. Olivia Thomas threw it out beyond the three-point circle and threw it out of bounds into the nickel seats. The fifth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the basketball game. Central Catholic has turned the ball over 11 times. St. Cecilia attacking now in backcourt. Kometcher brings the ball up here for the Crusaders. With 28 seconds to play, Shield has got it now as they work the ball inside. That's Ansbach with the ball. Now is Shield. Pass across the lane. The shot's taken there by Kometcher, but she's hacked in the arm and a foul called. That's going to go on Nicola. That's going to be your first team foul number four on the Hawkettes, and so it'd be a shooting foul as Kometcher was decked in the act of shooting here. So Alyssa Kometcher goes to the free throw line for Central Catholic. Her shot is up there. It's off the back iron. No good. Kometcher will get another one. Alyssa Kometcher is a 5'6" sophomore here for the Crusaders. In fact, there's only three seniors on his basketball team for Andy Ansbach up there at Central Catholic. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Now with 14 seconds to play. There's Alyssa Schropp out here in three-point territory. Alyssa Schropp goes to Olivia Thomas. Free throw line extended right side. 7 seconds. There's a pass down low. It's going to be deflected away from Nicola out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for Central Catholic was Kometcher. Into the ball game is going to be Krychek now for Central Catholic. Checking out will be Ansbach. 5.6 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia inbounds. Hamburger in the lane to Thomas. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Krychek. She is trapped here in backcourt. Dribbles with it, and time runs out here in the first half of play. So facing St. Cecilia, got out to a 20-5 first quarter lead. And the Hawkettes now leading by 18 points at halftime. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 38, Grand Island Central Catholic 20. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Christian's Auto Corner. Need power? How about Hemi power in a 2012 Dodge Ram SLT Quad Cab? Features a bed liner, lots of chrome, and has only 25,000 miles. Books for $28,875. Yours for $25,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Girls high school basketball at 1230 KHIS. It's been all St. Cecilia tonight. And the Hawkeyes jumped out to a 20-5 first quarter lead. St. Cecilia then outscoring Central Catholic in quarter number two, 18-15. So our score here at the break is St. Cecilia 38 and Grand Island Central Catholic 20. Morgan Nicola got off to a great start tonight for St. Cecilia. She had 11 points in the first quarter alone. Nicola has got 15 points to lead the Hawkeyes in scoring here at halftime. Nicola has knocked down 1 3-pointer in the basketball game so far. She's got 6 2-point field goals, so Nicola is leading the way with 15 points. The other scorers for the Hawkeyes, Olivia Thomas has got 3 field goals and 6 points here at the break. Claire Hamburger has got 2 field goals for 4. You've got Josie Jackson with 5 points tonight in the first half. She's hit a 3 and a 2. Your other scorers, Erica Kitten has got a field goal, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Josie Prevett is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. And Chanel Farmer has got a field goal and 2 points. St. Cecilia is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Unofficially, 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Grand Island Central Catholic, 2 out of 4 from the stripe in the first half. They've got 11 turnovers. They're being led so far by Kelsey Flaherty. She's got a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Kelsey Shield, she has got 7 points. Shield has knocked down a 3-pointer, and she's got 2 2-point field goals, so she's got 7 points in the ball game. Joanna Rainforth has hit a 3-pointer for early points in the contest so far. Emma Benton has got a field goal and 2 points. But again, the Hawkeyes leading 20-5 after the end of the first quarter. And St. Cecilia leading here at halftime by 18. It is St. Cecilia 38, Grand Island Central Catholic 20. Back with more here at halftime as we continue with high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Girls High School Basketball at 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here at halftime over Grand Island Central Catholic. It is 38-20. Shooting numbers in the ball game so far. St. Cecilia has knocked down 55% of their field goal tries so far. Here in the first half, they're 17 out of 31. The Hawkeyes were 7 out of 12 in the second quarter alone for 58%. So St. Cecilia hitting 17 out of 31 from the field in the first half for 55%. Grand Island Central Catholic, after getting off to a 1 for 5 start in the first quarter, 6 out of 12 in the second quarter, so they're sitting at 7 out of 17 for the ball game now, 41%. Three-pointers, St. Cecilia, 2 out of 3 for 66%. Grand Island Central Catholic, 4 out of 6 from three-point range for 66%. St. Cecilia doing the job on the boards, though. They've got 17 rebounds so far in the ball game, 8 on offense, 9 on defense. Grand Island Central Catholic has got just 8 rebounds in the ball game. They got 1 on offense and 7 on defense. Turnovers, St. Cecilia has got 5 officially. Grand Island Central Catholic with 12 turnovers. St. Cecilia's got 6 steals in the ball game. None for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Hawkeyes have got 2 blocked shots thus far. Grand Island Central Catholic with a goose egg. in the block shot category. 38-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. We're at halftime. We'll have more right after this.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at halftime with the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. 38-20 is the score. A lot of conference basketball tournaments going on throughout the area tonight. The Twin Valley Conference Tournament is going on out at Adams Central tonight in the semifinals. Kennesaw was playing Silver Lake tonight. Red Cloud was playing Shelton, and that's a conference tournament. The girls' side of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament will be played tomorrow night at Adams Central. First game at 6 o'clock. We'll have Deschler taking on Kennesaw, followed by Silver Lake and Blue Hill. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament semifinals going on tonight for the boys up at Wood River. Kearney Catholic, the number one seed, is playing Gibbon tonight in the first game. Then Loup City is on the floor right now against Adams Central. That also at Wood River tonight. The girls semifinals for the Lou Platt Conference Tournament going to be played tomorrow night at Wood River. Kearney Catholic will play in the first game against Wood River, followed by Ravenna against Centura. Championship games in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament and the consolation games going to be held on Saturday. 2 and 4 for the consolation games, 6 and 8 for the championship games. We'll have the action on Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Twin Valley Conference Tournament playing their championship ball games on Saturday. That will be at 5:30 for the girls' game, 7:15 for the boys, and they'll have their consolation games Saturday afternoon at Adams Central, 2 o'clock for the girls, and about 3:45 or so for the boys. Also, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is holding their semifinals tonight and tomorrow night. Their championship game is going to be played on Saturday at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. So a lot of conference basketball tournament action going on. Of course, St. Cecilia winning the Centennial Conference basketball tournament a week ago up in Lincoln. We've got the second half coming up. We're at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic, 38-20. We'll be back right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the second half is underway here at Hastings St. Cecilia. Grand Island Central Catholic will have the opening possession. They'll shoot to our basket to our left as the Hawkins will start off with a man-to-man defense here for the second half. They used a big first quarter, 20-5, and they've got an 18-point lead right now at 38-20 as we start the second half. Ansbach has got the ball for Central Catholic. Here's an entry pass that's going to be intercepted. That's going to be a turnover on Central Catholic, their 13th of the ball game. St. Cecilia comes back. Schropp is open for three, takes it and misses. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Schropp grabs it, drives it, shoots it, and scores it. So Schropp misses her three-pointer but gets the ball back on a tip. She took it right to the hole, and she scores, and Central Catholic is down by 20 again. 40-20 is the score now in favor of the Hawkins. Here's Seiler with the ball, who's going to get a start here for Central Catholic in the second half of play. They get it to Ansbach over here on the wing on the left side. Entry pass again is going to be deflected away, and it's going to be brought down here by Thomas. So back-to-back turnovers there for Grand Island Central Catholic down the far sideline. comes Nicola with the ball. Nice pass underneath the hole. Shot is up and in. That's a Claire Hamburger scoring there on the assist from Nicola. Hamburger has now got 6 points in the ball game. And Grand Island Central Catholic is now trailing in the contest by a score of 42-20. Here's a ball that's going to be deflected in backcourt. St. Cecilia grabs it, and then they have the basketball deflected out of bounds, trying to get it to Jackson. But the ball deflected out of bounds, but St. Cecilia will get it on the Central Catholic turnover. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. All Hawkeyes here tonight. No letdown from their conference tournament championship. 42-20 is the score. Here's a long-range jumper by Hamburger from three. It's going to be good. Claire Hamburger knocks down a three from deep in the left corner, and it's 45-20 now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkeyes have scored the first 7 points here in the third quarter after leading by 18 at halftime. There's Ansbach with the ball being attacked out here in three-point territory. Nicola goes for the steal. Ansbach has a tip loose, and then a foul is going to be called. Morgan Nicola is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be your second. Team foul number one on the Hawkeyes here in the second half of play. Kelsey Flaherty will inbound the ball here for GICC on the near sideline. As they get into a Megan Krychek. Takes it to the top of the three-point circle. A pass can be deflected out of bounds. Nearly intercepted there by Alyssa Schrott, but she couldn't control it here on the near side. Chanel Farmer coming back in. Chandra Farmer coming back in. Josie Jackson coming to the bench. And also Alyssa Schrott coming to the bench. 45-20. Hawkeyes have the lead. Looking for their sixth win in a row here tonight. Down in the right corner is going to be Shield. Drives it inside, pulls up, and shoots a little 10-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Outlet pass to the far sideline. That's Nicola. Nice pass to Hamburger. Shot is up there and in. Claire Hamburger again scores. She got 11 points in the ball game. 7 of those so far here in the third quarter. And it's 47-20. St. Cecilia out on top here in this ball game. A 9-0 run to start this third quarter of play. The ball tipped away again. It's picked up by Nicola. Turnover number 16 on Central Catholic. Long pass down the floor to Hamburger. To Farmer. Shot good. Hamburger gets the assist this time. Chanel Farmer lays it in. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And it's now a 49-20 contest. The Hawkeyes blowing the Crusaders out of here tonight. Here's Shield with the ball on the wing on the left side. Comes out to a Krychek out here in three-point territory. Moves it over there on the right side. That's Ansbach with the ball. Ansbach looking to dribble. Can't do it. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hamburger. Drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger gets the interception. She gets the field goal on the other end. She's got 13 points in the ball game. That's 17 turnovers now on Grand Island Central Catholic. And it's 51-20 in favor of the Hawkeyes. Here's a bounce pass right side of the lane. It's too far. Shield cannot catch up with it. It goes out of bounds. So 18 turnovers now on Grand Island Central Catholic. They've got 20 points on the board. It is 51-20. Now Andy Ansbach is up. He's scratching his head as his team comes over there. Trying to figure out something that's going to work out there tonight for GICC as the Hawkeyes are blowing the Crusaders out of here. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 51, Grand Island Central Catholic 20.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the first half hole was not deep enough. Hastings St. Cecilia comes out and outscores Central Catholic here to begin the third quarter 13-0. It's now a 51-20 ball game in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. So the Hawkeyes, they've won 5 games in a row, won 3 games last week to capture the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They're ranked number 3 this week in Class C2, according to the Omaha World Herald. That's not being hurt here tonight. A great performance by the Hawkeyes. They're out on top 51-20 over the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia's got the ball again here on the right side. That's going to be Chandra Farmer from 10. Soft for the front iron, no good. Rebound is going to be brought down here by Massat for the Central Catholic Crusaders. Gets the ball away. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Trying to take it to the far sideline. It's deflected out of bounds, and it'll be Kerrigan Ansbach inbounding the ball here for Central Catholic. She, Got the ball from the officials and bobbles that one out of bounds, but the officials will reset things here and give her another chance as she'll play things in. That's a Flaherty with the ball here in backcourt. Flaherty bringing things up against the Chandler Farmer into the forecourt. Flaherty here on the left side of the floor stops and now drives the ball again against Farmer to the basket. She goes and a foul is going to be called. Flaherty will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Personal foul is going to be called on number two. That's a Chandler Farmer. That's going to be the first foul on her. So Kelsey Flaherty goes to the free throw line. She is 2 out of 2 so far tonight. Hawkins have scored the last 13 points in the ball game. Flaherty eyes the bucket. Shot is up there and the shot good. So that breaks the drought. 51-21 is the score now as the Hawkins enjoying a comfortable 30-point lead here in this third quarter with 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Next one is up there. Dances around the rim and down through the hole. Flaherty now 4 of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 10 points. She got 10 of the 22 here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and now a foul is going to be called. That's going to be Flaherty right at the midcourt stripe. There is Sandra Farmer trying to bring the ball off the floor. Flaherty picks up her third. That's going to be team foul number one on the Crusaders here in the second half of play. And Chanel Farmer plays the ball into Sandra Farmer out here in three-point territory. They get it over there to Kitten. Now the wing to Strop, and she holds it on the wing. Out to the top of the key is Josie Jackson. Dumps it down low. Kitten grabs the ball and shot up there and in. Erica Kitten now with 5 points in the ball game. It's 53-22. Hawkins still applying pressure here in backcourt. Bring the ball up. It's going to be Ansbach. Ansbach gets it into the forecourt. The ball is going to be stolen away again by Farmer. This is Chanel. Farmer shoots and scores. Chanel Farmer has got 3 steals already in the ball game. That time she got the easy field goal at the other end on a breakaway layup, and it's 55-22. Hawkins leading by a bunch here. Now we got a personal foul called on Chandra Farmer. That's going to be her second. The second foul on Chandra Farmer. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game for Chandra Farmer. Also coming in is going to be Thomas. She's going to replace Erica Kitten. 55-22 is the score. Acing St. Cecilia blowing the Crusaders out of here tonight in girls high school basketball. Ansbach has got the ball against the Farmer. Her pass is going to be deflected again. Farmer grabs the ball on the left sideline. Farmer hustles into the forecourt, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Her pass is going to be deflected away from Thomas. It's the 6th turnover on St. Cecilia. As Flaherty has got the ball now for the Crusaders, gets it to Ansbach as she dribbles it down the left side of the lane, gets it out here, now to Shield. She fakes the three, now drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Follow shot is going to be no good. May have been partially deflected there by Thomas. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Ali Massot before it goes out of bounds. The St. Cecilia playing things in just by the 3-minute mark here in the third quarter with girls high school basketball action tonight. St. Cecilia looking for their 15th win of the season here in this ball game tonight. Chanel for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Joanna Rainforth, who's back into the ball game for Central Catholic. Comes streaking up the right sideline. Gets it to Massot right inside the 3-point arc. Back outside to Shield. Back inside, here's a shot on the baseline. It's going to be no good by Benton, but she's going to be fouling the play. Benton fouling the play down there by the Hawkins. A couple of white shirts down there. And the guilty party is going to be Olivia Thomas. That's the second foul on Thomas, and that's going to send Rainforth to the free throw line. Rather, Benton to the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Emma Benton so far in the ball game has got 2 points. On a field goal. Her next shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Her shot. No good. Rebound Thomas. Outlet pass to the far sideline is Schropp. The Hawkins runner back the other way. Back to the center of the floor. Schropp at the free throw line. Gets it a Hamburger. Back out to Schropp for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose in the lane. It's picked up there by Hamburger. Her shot's blocked down by Benton. The ball is recovered here by Massot. She's going to be tied up in the play. And now we got a foul is going to be called. So no jump ball. And Chanel Farmer is going to be hit with a personal foul. Chanel Farmer picks up her 2nd personal here for St. Cecilia. It's going to be the Crusaders playing the ball in here in backcourt. That's team foul number 5 on the Hawkins here in the third. Bringing the ball up for the Crusaders will be Kelsey Flaherty. Flaherty left-handed dribble picked up by Chanel Farmer. Chanel goes for the steal again, can't get to it. Flaherty drives the ball down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be deflected out of bounds off the fingertips of Chanel Farmer. Farmer moving much better here tonight. Of course, coming off of that injury that sidelined here for almost a year at Hastings St. Cecilia. Just now getting back into playing condition here for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. She gets up to full speed. Look out. There's a shot from the deep right corner. It's up there and in by Shield. Shield's now got 10 points in the ball game, and now Central Catholic wants to call a timeout. A minute and 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 55, Grand Island Central Catholic 25.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. This one has not been a contest tonight. The Hawkettes jumped out to a 20-5 first quarter lead. And St. Cecilia is now leading by a score of 55-25. We're in the third quarter, under 2 minutes to go here in this one. Alicia Schropp goes to Olivia Thomas on the wing. Entry pass to Nicola. Dumps it down low. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. Sends it back out here to Hamburger. And a traveling violation on Hamburger. Turnover number 7 on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. So Central Catholic will trot her back the other way here in the North Carolina blue uniforms, or the North Carolina Tar Heel white-blue uniforms. There's a shot from deep in the left corner. It's going to be no good there by Shield, and the ball is brought down by Nickel. A long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Central Catholic. Running back the other way is Flaherty. She goes for the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Thomas. Thomas to the near sideline to get it to Alyssa Schropp. Her pass down the floor goes ricocheting off of the glass, and the ball is brought down by Shield. That's going to be turnover number 9 on St. Cecilia. Here come the Crusaders down the right sideline now. The Shield deep in the corner on the right side brings it out on the wing. Flaherty has got the ball. Flaherty down on the low block left side to Rainforth. She goes up with a shot, comes back down with it. Traveling violation. Right between a couple of defenders there. That was Schropp, and also Jackson was over there. She goes up with a shot and comes back down with the basketball, and a traveling violation is called on the Central Catholic Crusaders. I've got them now with 19 turnovers in the basketball game. They've got 25 points on the board, and they're down by 30. At Hastings St. Cecilia, it's 55-25. There's Clara Hamburger with the ball on the wing on the right side. Hamburger, two-handed pass, comes out to Thomas, top of the key, moves it over to the left side. Carly Wright has got the ball now. Wright holding on to it, gets rid of it, throws it back out here to Hamburger. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hawkins with a 30-point lead. Olivia Thomas gets it to Hamburger on the right wing. Back out to Thomas. The move on the left wing now to Carly Wright. St. Cecilia going for the final shot here in the third quarter, and they're not going to get it as they throw the basketball away. Morgan Nicola throws the ball behind Chandra Farmer over there, and a turnover here on the Hawkins. Number 10 for St. Cecilia in the ballgame. 16 seconds to play now. Here in the third quarter, Central Catholic will have a final crack at things here. Here's Ansbach getting the ball into the forecourt. Now cuts it for the hoop. Pulls up, shoots a little 10-footer. Shot no good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It's loose. It's brought down there by Rainforth, and she is wrestled to the ground, and a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So now with 3.8 seconds to play, St. Cecilia will have a chance to play things in. 3.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's going to be Chanel Farmer and Alyssa Schropp coming into the ball game now. Final seconds of this third quarter. Morgan Nicola will inbound the ball here for St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola looking to inbound. Long baseball pass down to four, and it's going to be to Carly Wright. She can't control it on the baseline, but she saves it. She gets it in the hands of Schropp. Her shot no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. The pass was long. Carly Wright does a great job just keeping that ball in play here. Flips it back to Schropp. She had a good shot at the hole there from about 10 feet away, but it was too far. And that's the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia can't convert here at the end of three quarters. St. Cecilia is still with a big lead. Hawkettes out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic by 30. Hastings St. Cecilia 55, Grand Island Central Catholic 25.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
There's Central Catholic. A shield goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down, and it goes out of bounds. And they say it was last touchdown there by Central Catholic's Emma Benton. The Central Catholic had the opening possession here in the fourth quarter, but they can't convert. Now St. Cecilia with a 30-point lead has got the basketball back. It's 55-25. Hawkins out on top. Nicola goes to Chanel Farmer. Down the right baseline to Schropp. Comes back out to Chanel. Out here in three-point territory. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Goes to Chandra Farmer. Chandra Farmer gives the ball away now to Schropp. Still out here in three-point territory. Right on the wing. Inside to get it to Nicola, who throws it down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Back inside to Nicola. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Foul shot partially deflected. The ball is knocked loose. It's picked up in the lane here by Chandra Farmer. Back outside down to Chanel for three. Shot good. Chanel Farmer scoring on a three-pointer. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Hawkins now leading by a bunch. 58-25 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top here in this fourth quarter of play. That's a Joanna Rainforth with the ball. Rainforth out here to Ansbach. Moves it down to Shield in the corner on the left side. Traveling violation. Shield trying to create some room over there to put up a shot. She is called for shuffling her feet. That's 20 turnovers. Now in Grand Island Central Catholic here in the ball game. Alyssa Schropp brings her back now. Waist-high dribble. Right hand into the forecourt. Goes to Chanel Farmer. Takes it to the free throw line. There's a pass down into Schropp. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Alyssa Schropp hitting her second field goal of the ball game. Chanel Farmer gets another assist. 60-25. Facing St. Cecilia out on top here in the ball game. And now we got a whistle away from all the action here. It's going to be an offensive foul underneath the basket. It's going to go on Emma Benton. That's going to be her first. Benton picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Crusaders here in this second half of play. St. Cecilia will play Lincoln Lutheran coming up this Saturday. Then the Hawkins will play the Adams Central Patriots next Tuesday night right back here at the Chapman Gym. That's a ball game you'll be able to hear on 1230 KHIS. There's Nicola in the lane. Her shot's going to be up there and in. Morgan Nicholas had a great night here tonight. She's got 17 points in the ballgame. She had 11 in the first quarter alone. 62-25. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a little short jumper put up on the right side by Ansbach. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Baseball pass down the floor. They get it to Schropp. Now to Chanel Farmer. Her shot no good as is partially deflected out of her hands there by Benton. Running back the other way is going to be Central Catholic. Crusaders have the ball on the wing on the right side. Trapped over there is going to be Shield. Her pass inside to Benton. Puts up a shot from 10. No good. Rebound Nicola. Morgan Nicola comes dribbling out of there this time. Brings it into the offensive zone. Right-handed dribble. Comes over to Schropp. Her shot for three is up there. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Shield for Grand Island Central Catholic. So Kelsey Shield runs her back the other way for the Crusaders. Down the left side of the lane. Spins toward the hole. Shot's knocked away. It's going to be picked up by Nicola. Long pass down to Florida Chanel Farmer. Shot good. Farmer now in double figures with 11 points. St. Cecilia is out on top now 64-25, and now we've got a timeout called. The Hawkins call a timeout here with 5:21 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 64, Grand Island Central Catholic 25.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
After three quarters, Central Catholic was 8 out of 26 from the field for 31%. Hastings St. Cecilia knocking down 22 out of 42 field goals, 52%. Hawkettes are now 3 out of 7 on three-pointers. Meanwhile, Grand Island Central Catholic is 5 out of 8. And it's 64-25. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Thomas. Gets the ball to Chanel Farmer. Chanel brings it into the offensive zone down the far sideline. There's a pass down on the baseline to Hamburger. In the lane now, Sandra Farmer. Shot is up there. It's good. Hits the front iron, but gets the backspin down the hole. Sandra Farmer has got 13. Larry Hamburger has got 13. There's a long-range jumper back the other way. Kelsey Flaherty, her shot is up and in. So Flaherty knocks down a three-pointer. That's her third three tonight. She got 13 points in the ball game. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. Thomas picks it back up and shoots it and scores it. Olivia Thomas with 8 points. St. Cecilia went on a 9-0 run at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Went on a 13-0 run at the beginning of the third quarter. There's a long-range jumper put up there again by Rainforth from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Long pass down to four. It's going to be too far. Thomas can't catch up with it. Turnover on the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia scores the first 9 points of the fourth quarter. They score the first 13 points of the third quarter. And they jumped out to a 22-5 lead at the end of one quarter tonight. Or 20-5 at the end of one quarter. It's been all St. Cecilia. There's a shot from the left side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Erica Kitten, who's back in the ball game. Down to Chanel Farmer into the forecourt. Chanel Farmer on the dribble now. Out top against Emily Herbeck. There's a nice pass underneath, and the shot is up and in. Olivia Thomas scoring there. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. 70-28. St. Cecilia with a lead with 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in this one. Herbeck right at the elbow. Bounce pass over here on the left side to Kometcher. Her shot up there, no good. St. Cecilia flat getting the job done in the boards tonight. Rebound comes down there to Kitten. Gets the ball to Chanel Farmer. Out to Josie Jackson. Right sideline now to Claire Hamburger. Holds the ball. Hamburger over here in three-point territory. Out to Chanel. Chanel Farmer open in three-point territory, but instead sent the pass inside. Tipped away from Thomas. Picked up by Jackson. Back inside to Thomas. Shot good. Olivia Thomas now with 12 points in the ball game. 72-28. St. Cecilia with the lead in girls high school basketball. This one has not been in doubt at all tonight. St. Cecilia has dominated from the opening tip. There's a Flaherty with the ball on the right side. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Lauren Webb, who's into the ball game now. St. Cecilia with a rebound. That's it. Jackson with the ball. Jackson gets the ball to Hamburger. Now to Chanel Farmer for three. Shot good. Chanel Farmer, 16 points in the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger's got 13. Morgan Nicola's got 17. Olivia Thomas has got 12 points. 75-28. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins have a bunch of players out there. Scorers say, well, they want to check in as soon as we get a dead ball here. There's a shot on the baseline. It's up and in. Elissa Kometcher scoring there on the short baseline right side. And now Don Kyle calls the timeout to get everybody else into the ball game here. 75-30. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 2 minutes and some change left here in the basketball game, and the Hawkettes can be guilty of a double dribble violation. Second and third teamers out there. It's going to be mopping up now for the Hawkins. Carly Wright is hit with a double dribble. That's the 12th turnover on St. Cecilia. Wright then steals the inbounds pass right back. Wright dribbling toward the hole as it knocked loose. It's picked up by Wright. So the Hawkins have the ball. Carly's got it. Free throw line extended left side. Wright comes out here in 3 points in a 20. That's a Privet with the ball. Josie Privet, who's in there now, throws it to Schwinka. She can't control it. It just goes out of bounds. They say it was tapped out there by Kometcher of Grand Island Central Catholic. Here comes Lul Sheehy into the ball game now, a 5'7" freshman for the Hawkettes. Kylie Wright will inbound the ball. The inbounds pass will be intercepted. Intercepted there by Seiler of Grand Island Central Catholic. So the Crusaders have got it back. There's a shot from inside the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Willman. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So Darren William, Willman, a 5'8" freshman, throws up the shot from just inside the free throw line that would not go. So St. Cecilia's got it back now with a 1:45 left here in this fourth quarter. There's Carly Wright with the ball behind the screen. Carly Wright out here in three-point territory, dribbling the ball. Carly Wright trying to penetrate inside. Now comes back out into three-point territory. Throws the ball over here to Privet, dribbles down the lane. Privet gets it back now as a pass went over to the left wing. Comes across the top. That's Maddie Schwenke with the ball. Entry pass. They work it inside there to O'Callaghan, and then she throws the basketball away. Callahan had it just to the right of the lane here. She posts up inside and threw the basketball away. The Hawkettes turn it away for the 13th time here in the ballgame. A minute and 16 seconds to play. Grand Island Central Catholic will come back with the basketball. Here's Kometscher with it now. Kometscher moves it over to Lauren Webb. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to the top of the key to Seiler. She holds the ball here. Seiler wings it inside. It's going to be deflected. Seiler picks it back up. Seiler out in three-point territory. There's a rainbow pass to the far side. Kometscher has got it now. Kometscher drives the ball against Wright. Puts up a shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Does it count? Got a foul in there. Willman got the offensive board in the putback. The basket does not count. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Melody O'Callaghan of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. So the score remains at 75-30 with 51 seconds to play. Central Catholic plays it in, and it comes in off of the shoulder of Willman. It's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia, and then they turn the basketball away, coming back the other way. It is rough and ragged now, friends, as the second and third teamers are out there. Here's a steal now by Carly Wright. She drives for the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Carly Wright gets the steal right at the midcourt stripe and takes it the rest of the way and scores. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 77-30 in girls' high school basketball. Here's Kometscher with the ball. Kometscher on the wing on the right side as they get it over there to Seiler. Out on top. Now they flip it over to the wing on the left side. That's Kometscher. Shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Schwenke for St. Cecilia. Schwenke gets the ball to O'Callaghan. Now to Carly Wright. She loses control of the ball. It is picked up here. Now an over and back violation. Wright had it right at the midcourt stripe. It went off of her fingertips back into the backcourt. It was retrieved there by St. Cecilia's Sheehy. And an over and back violation was called. So Central Catholic has got it now with 3 seconds to play. As they dribble with it. Now on the far sideline, there's a shot taken at the buzzer. It is no good there by Kometscher. And that's the final score. Hastings St. Cecilia mauls Grand Island Central Catholic tonight in girls high school basketball as the Hawkettes win by 47 points in the basketball game tonight at 77-30. St. Cecilia improves to 15 wins and 4 losses on the season. Ranked number 3 in Class C2. Grand Island Central Catholic drops to 6 wins and 13 losses. We'll come back to recap this one for you right after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bridge, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
And this Sunday, for the big game, it's Bullseye's annual chili cook-off. Sign up before February 3rd.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic, 77-30. The final score in this one, the Hawkins jumped out to a 20-5 first quarter lead. Led 38-20 at halftime. Led 55-25 at the end of three quarters. And again, the final score is 77-30 in favor of the Hawkins. St. Cecilia using a 9-0 run to begin the fourth quarter of play. They had a 13-0 run in the third quarter. That's after they had the big first half lead. And the Hawkins go on to win here tonight, kind of flexing their muscles here in this one, is the third-ranked team in Class C2. The Hawkins of St. Cecilia win their 15th ball game of the season against just four losses. St. Cecilia gets ready for Lincoln Lutheran coming up on Saturday. They got a game next Tuesday with the Adams Central Patriots here at home, and then it'll be a big ball game for St. Cecilia as they go on the road and play at Sutton a week from tonight. The Hawkins putting four players in double figures tonight, led by Morgan Nicola. 17 points in the ball game for Nicola. 1 3-pointer, 7 2-point field goals. She had 11 points in the first quarter alone, had 15 in the first half. Nicola ends up with 17 for the ball game. Chanel Farmer, by far her best game of her young season, as she's just getting back into playing condition, and she scores 16 points in the ball game tonight, 14 in the second half. She had a couple of 3-pointers and 5 2-point field goals. 13 points for Clara Hamburger tonight. She had a 3 and 5 2-point field goals. And also in double figures was Olivia Thomas. She had 12. The other scorers, Erica Kitten had 5. Josie Jackson had 5 points. Alyssa Schropp had 4. 2 for Josie Privet. And 1 point tonight for Chandra Farmer. St. Cecilia shooting just 6 free throws tonight. 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Central Catholic was 4 out of 8 tonight. They were led by Kelsey Flaherty, as she scores 13. Kelsey Shield, she has 10. Joanna Rainforth had 3. Alyssa Komacher had 2. And Emma Benton had 2 points in the ball game tonight. So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 77-30 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back here at the Chapman Gym, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic, 77-30. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, four players at double figures tonight for the Hawkins, led by Morgan Nicholas, 17 points, Chanel Farmer, 16, Claire Hamburger, 13, Olivia Thomas had 12. We'll come back and name our Player of the Game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Morgan Nicola, coming off of her great performance on Saturday in the championship ball game, the Centennial Conference Tournament, where she scores 14 points to lead the Hawkins in scoring. She leads the Hawkins in scoring again tonight. Came out of the gate and scored 11 points in the first quarter alone. She had 15 by halftime. added just a field goal in the second half of play, but the game was well in hand by that time, as Morgan Nicola ends up with 17 points in the ball game, had 7 2-point field goals and 1 3-point field goal, as Morgan Nicola leads the way tonight for St. Cecilia in the win. She scores 17 points. She's our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Ream dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coach's post-game show.
Before we get to the coach, you got the final numbers in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 61% for the ball game here tonight. A lot of easy shots, a lot of driving layups there in the second half. St. Cecilia, in the second half, hit 70% of their field goals. They ended up shooting 33 out of 54 for the ball game, 61%. Grand Island Central Catholic was just 10 out of 37 for 27%. The Hawkettes were 5 out of 10 on three-pointers for 50%. Grand Island Central Catholic, 6 out of 12 for 50%. Rebounds tonight, St. Cecilia had 29 rebounds compared to 15 for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders turned the ball over 29 times in the game. St. Cecilia had 14. The Hawkettes came up with 19 steals. Grand Island Central Catholic had 4. 5 block shots tonight for St. Cecilia, nothing for Grand Island Central Catholic. But the Hawkettes shooting 61% from the field tonight, including 70% in the second half. And the Hawkettes rolling to a big win here tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 77-30. Assistant coach Josh Noose is going to join us here on the postgame show. And coach, obviously a great performance. John Kyle talked about in the pregame show about maybe a possible letdown. He was kind of worried about that after playing in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament last week. But no letdown tonight. The first quarter really told the story. You guys jumped out to a 20-5 lead.
Yeah, it's good when we finally get a quick start and get a nice lead. The girls feel comfortable and then just kind of cruise from that first quarter and played really well. I think that conference tournament helped us out and just got us going.
Talk about the first quarter of play tonight. Like I said, you jumped out of the gates early. The pressure defense got a lot of turnovers there in the first quarter, and like I said, it kind of set the tone for the ball game.
Yeah, that's been our number one thing is our defense, and we get Chanel back about 90% now, it looked like, tonight. She got quite a few steals off the bench for us, and the rest of the group just played well and got a lot of steals and easy transition layups, so it works out really well for us.
Yeah, you guys were potent before, but now with Chanel getting back into shape, you saw what she could do. She had a variety of steals tonight and comes up with 16 points in the ball game. Hit a couple of three-pointers. It's kind of looking like the old Chanel Farmer from a couple of years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, we're hoping we'd even get her back at 60% from that year, and I think she's improved a lot from her surgery and everything and injury and coming back strong and trying to get her in the rotation now right before sub-districts and hopefully make a good run with her in there, and hopefully she continues to keep playing better for us.
Obviously, she's not 100% yet. Where is she lacking a little bit out there? Just her timing and things like that? Mobility a little bit?
I think the biggest thing is just her trying to cut sometimes on defense. She plants and kind of fumbles down a little bit and can't get back as fast as she could, but she gets a lot of quick hands in there and gets a couple steals, so I still think she's doing her job like she has been the last 4 years for us. So.
And Morgan Nicola tonight, she comes up with 11 points in the first quarter alone. She dominated the first 8 minutes, had 15 points by halftime as she scores a three-pointer and 7 2-point field goals in the contest tonight. Morgan Nicola looks like she's starting to take a more active role in the offense here tonight.
Yeah, we're hoping she would be doing this all year, and I think she's been consistent most of the year, had a few games with bumps and bruises in there, but I think we'd take every night like this that she's had and She plays really well all the time. I think our offense kind of goes right through her. If she's hitting shots and passing great passes for us, I think we can beat one of the best teams I see too this year. So
yeah, she finally picked up a little confidence in the championship ball game at Lincoln Christian last week. She scores 14 points and leads the team in scoring, and she didn't miss a beat when the tip-off here tonight. She took the ball right away, and like we said, got off to a quick 11 points there in the first quarter.
Yeah, I just kind of told her before the game, be aggressive. You got a little height advantage, and just look for your shot and keep attacking them and do what you do best out there and just play ball. And like she has been all winter for us, and even this summer she's doing that same thing. We told her just play summer ball like you have been. So
I guess rolling 77-30 in the ball game tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic. Now you've got kind of a tough stretch coming up here to wrap up the regular season. Go on the road on Saturday to play Lincoln Lutheran. You got a home game next Tuesday against Adams Central, and then you wrap things up, kind of your traditional finale with Sutton. Obviously a great basketball team over there at Sutton.
Yeah, we're just going to have to come out with the same attitude and effort we did tonight and hopefully just play hard. And I think if we play like we did tonight, I think we can handle all three teams. It's just a matter of us playing consistent and playing together. And like I said, hopefully Chanel's getting better every game for us, and I think that will be a big key coming down the stretch here before sub-districts.
Really want to wrap up this season with a lot of momentum. You've won your six games in a row now. It's just taking that momentum into the sub-districts, hopefully into the districts, and maybe into the state tournament. That's what you want to do here at the end of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, we're hoping to play our best ball coming in the sub-districts, and if tonight's any indication, I think we're doing pretty well after tonight, so we'll see what the next 2 weeks bring for us.
Now, we got to ask you about the next Thursday's meeting. You're a former Sutton Mustang over there. How is it to be coaching a girls' basketball team and taking this team in against what is a great basketball team over there at Sutton in the season finale?
Yeah, I know for the first 4 years, a couple of times going over there, it's been a pretty good battle between us and them, so I think it'll probably be the same. And I get a little stuff from Sutton fans, but I think it's all right. It's just fun to go back there and see the hometown again once in a while. So
okay,
it should be a good game for us.
Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Josh News is on our post-game show here today. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia and knocks off Grand Island Central Catholic here in this regular season basketball game here tonight. They win 77-30. Hawkins winning it all. The stops tonight, 20-5 at the end of the first quarter, 38-20 at halftime, 55-25 at the end of three. They win it 77-30. St. Cecilia is now 15-4 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic drops to 6-13. Next broadcast coming up on Saturday afternoon, we'll head for Sioux Center, Iowa. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you on Saturday afternoon against the Dort Defenders on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. The tip-off for the women's game will be at 2 o'clock with the men's game going at 4. We'll have the play-by-play coverage on Saturday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. In the final score on this one, Hastings St. Cecilia 77, Grand Island Central Catholic 30 in girls' high school play. For my producer and engineer, Don Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.